Remember?
Oh, the leader, really?
Yeah.
But you can feel like 30 people there.
Yeah. And that's what we did.
25?
So it was a sold-out show. Got it. Yeah,
it was a sold-out
show. Yeah, woo!
That was the one show where all our friends showed up, filled out the place.
And that was
and
it. It was sold
their
out.
Their obligations and... to come watch us ever again are now.
Yeah. Those are mostly your friends and our girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's what metal gets you.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did like gigs at the Lido. So that's pretty cool.
Almost every other night or something.
It's in the only stage, there's a Lido, like the back when you get into the left.
Yeah.
Right. There.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can only fit, like 50 people. But anyway, it's all good. You love small venues anyway, right?
Better than the football stadiums we usually play.
The logistics, just like you, just with the loss of intimacy, you know.
You feel so close to the audience, like literally, you're playing among them. So that's awesome. Yeah.
So, and we'll be producing another one of those little shows at the end of May, out in Maple Ridge at the Wolf Bar.
That's right. The 31st.
Yeah, and we've got. That's going to be four bands, and that's going to be pretty fun because we've got a mixture of like punk and some hardcore and some other crossover thrash band. And I think
Glue Unit's
kind of headlining, and they're kind of punk royalty around town, I think. Yeah. And another thrash band called Nope, and Grolix, who I think are a lot of those guys are from that area, Maple Ridge. I think some of them are in a band called The Judges. Too, where they dressed up in courtroom wigs and outfits and then played punk shows. But
interesting.
This Grolix stuff is, it's going to be fierce. They're opening the show, and then we're up third after Nobody, and then Glue Unit's going to end the night. And I don't know. Have you guys ever been to the Wolf Bar? I've not.
I played there a bunch of times.
Okay.
It's the only place to go in Maple Ridge, so it should be pretty good.
So, yeah.
And if nobody's there, it's a block away from the striptease establishment, so we can always just go over there if nobody's around.
To warm up, you know?
Yeah.
So, the locals have no choice but to come see us. That's the only option.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that sounds pretty good.
Unless hockey's still happening.
Yes. Well, they can still pollute, you know. You can put the game on, and then you can put the soundtrack for the game.
Oh, did you want one?
good.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go and play some music, or we're going to go and play some music, and then, we'll be back and we'll chat more with Necronado. How about that?
That sounds like a plan. Is this going to be our music, or is this going to be like Peruvian charango?
This is we're gonna start with you.
Okay, good.
We're gonna start with you just because again, perfect timing. Perfect timing. Okay, so let's do that. Remember, you're here at Radio Alicia. Of remorse.
There is only one sun humming up the mountain. Solo con el sol, darkness overcome.
Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the new smartphone app for Android and iOS. And you can also find all the past, present, and future podcasts of the show at cjsf.ca/content/radio-alicia. All right, we just listened to Mingua, sister and brothers from another mother. We listened to the song Sun, El Sol. Before that, we listened to Space Queen. They are a band from Vancouver, talented, only all female. We listened to the song Battle Cry. And we set with our guests tonight, Necronado. And this should be like your, you know, title song. Like we listen to Necrosis.
Necrosis!
Exactly. Wow. You say it way better than me, you know. just by a bit, but way more better than me. Yes, Necrosis. We listen from Necronado. And yeah.
To say that this playlist is eclectic is an injustice.
Thank you.
For what you're playing.
Thank you, Emmett. My playlist have been called many, many things. Yeah. But eclectic is not really of the ones that come most often. Yeah. It's related to going to the washroom for number two. It's related, like it's been called a lot of things, but not eclectic. So thank you very much.
Also burying the lead, as we say, Mingua is a local Vancouver group that Gonzalo, our guitar player, also plays in. You weren't on that recording though, right?
No, I'm still trying to get my guitars in one record of Mingua, but it still hasn't happened.
But you usually do like one EP every year or two, or how about a single or something? I mean, you have a bunch of new songs now.
Yeah, but we haven't recorded anything lately. Last album was music from before my era.
Don't worry, I'll talk to the people in charge and we'll get you recorded.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Actually, you can be solo. Gonzalo Donoso plays Mingua, and you can record an album yourself playing Mingua. And Gonzalo plays his best hits. So you can play Necronado and Mingua and whatever else you're... Yeah,
maybe I can take these guys and replace all the others.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, yes.
What we call Mingua too.
Yeah, I mean,
yourself sued by two different bands.
That should be fun, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Gonzalo is, besides being handsome and multi-talented, he's also multi-band. So, yes. So I wanted you to mention how you recruited some of the members of Necronado, because I found that really interesting. And I want to laugh again, so please do.
Well, that was you, right?
Yeah, I was just looking for... Because I was playing in Mingua, but I wanted to expand my music talent by playing...
Of course, wasted. So much wasted with only one band.
Playing hard and heavy and fast stuff. So I just wanted to play one album from the 80s called Speak English or Die. From the Yeah, and I posted in Craigslist, and the first guy who asked me, he said, we write mails back and forth, and the guy asked me, do you speak Spanish? Yes. Where are you from? From Chile. Oh, me too. And that's Alvaro. By coincidence. And, and then was Zach, and then we started to play the whole album, mm-hmm. S.O.D.
That's a very good album, I must say. I love that album,
Classic.
Usually when we play live, we try to get one or two SOD covers just to as a nod to the foundation of the band, so that it's nice to slip in a few SOD covers at the show, and they're also great songs to get the crowd whipped up in a frenzy too. But
do you remember the Headbangers Ball on MTV? So one of the songs or two of the songs from SOD was the main intro for Headbangers Ball. One, I don't know how it's called. Du-du-dun. Oh, I guess this is Milano Mosh, no?
Yeah. Milano Mosh.
This is the Milano Mosh.
Yeah.
So now you do the Emmett Mosh, or what is it called? Like,
well, we got to figure out the necro. So Necronado is basically a fancy way of saying Tornado of Death. When we were deciding on a name for the band, we wanted to incorporate some kind of Spanish element. So and also necro is, I mean, the go-to trope for any metal band or album or anything like that. So necro, and then we were trying to like think about like what's a natural disaster. Tornado, a tornado is you say it in Spanish, sounds pretty Spanish. So necronado. Necronado if you're extra white, and
that's how I see it.
And that's also part of the fun
if
too.
If you're extra white, is necronado.
There you go.
That's the one.
And that's part of the mystique too. Is like no one knows how to say our band name too. That's yeah.
Even
I kiboshed. I vetoed the idea of putting umlauts over the O's, just because I knew that was going to be one step too many into weird.
That's great. That's a great idea. I support that idea. I will give you $5 of GoFundMe to implement that
and other bands to do
in all umlauts? All merchandise you have already done. So you should pull the two dots. You should put the hat. Yeah. Like, but change it every 3 months.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the two dots, the hat. The, you know, the acute, agu, you know, the grave, the acute accent.
So it's necronio.
Exactly. It's necronio. Necronio. Exactly. Or it's necronio.
Yeah.
So it can be German, East European, French, Icelandic, of course, you know, Finnish, Norwich, you know what I mean?
Estonian by way of Uruguay or something.
Estonian by heritage. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It can be everything. So, yes, you should change the accents. Or you know, it's the O with the, you know, with the tash, with the hash, with the slash. So now it's lyric.
Yeah, that's like the Scandinavian thing.
Gonzalo goes a couple of people from that area.
Yeah. also to finish off the story, I then answered a Craigslist ad to join the band. So it was thrash band looking for singer.
It was SOD tribute band at that time.
And when you read the ad, like, do you think, oh, it's a band that is trash, literally, or is it a band that plays trash? Like, what did you?
Though there's an H in there. There was thrash.
What did you infer from the ad?
They didn't say we are a trash band.
Our band is trash, and we need a singer. So standards are low.
Please come add the H so it can be a thrash band instead of a trash band.
Don't worry if you cannot sing. We're trash anyway, so who cares?
I don't think it was advertised specifically as SOD. I think you just said thrash. Yeah, but we had Zach and I had a few back and forths, and then you sent me demos that you guys made of the original stuff, and then I wrote lyrics and then recorded lyrics on top of the demo, sent them back. And I was like, "Fuck, these guys are so tight." Because it was digital drums. So it was GarageBand drums.
Oh, yeah.
And that whoever's drumming for GarageBand is really good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And now with AI, he can get even better.
That's what we're waiting for. Our next album, we won't be part of any of it.
Brought you by ChatGPT, the new Necronado album.
So yeah, the history is like not as romantic as, you know, we were four children from Birmingham,
four orphans brought together, you know, by chance through music. Yes,
who ran away from a satanic cult?
Precisely. Or, yes,
it was guys creeping up to middle age, needing an outlet, and answering Craigslist ads. I was thinking that. Back when I was a kid, it was always like our dads would play like blues rock in their garage as an outlet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now old guys play like extreme metal in their garage.
Some kind of, you know, hard rock music, rock music.
And we got to do more Bad Company covers. Huh? Who doesn't love Bad Company?
Yeah.
Oh, Bad Company metal. That's interesting. Oof. Yeah,
those are some tough shoes to fill, and I can't sing.
Yeah, I don't know if you can listen to the. I don't know if you can listen to the background, but it's Philip Glass. He's an American composer, has done operas and symphonies and a lot of things. But I found, he does usually or often music for documentaries, by this guy Geoffrey Reggio. So he's done Nejanis Katsi, and another Katsi that I can remember, and a couple of others. So anyway. I found a metal version of the, I guess, main track of that Koyaanisqatsi, which is actually called Koyaanisqatsi.
Koyaanisqatsi.
Precisely. Not the little, 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 okay. But yes, the, it's like. But I mean, the funny thing is that the actual original song goes like that. Koyaanisqatsi. But anyway, and I was impressed with that because, I mean, wow, a metal. Actually, that's not true. Usually metal musicians listen to a lot of different music. I don't know what you think. That's what I found in many years of being the host of the Metal Meltdown that you can hear through, Mondays at 8 o'clock.
If our our personal tastes are all over the place, too. I think we're all coming from different backgrounds. And
we're all pretty much, you know, there's 10 or 15-year age gap in here between a couple of us. I'm old enough to remember a time when there was no metal. So I grew up on bands like Zeppelin and Sabbath back in the 70s and 80s. And that has nothing to do with what we're doing now. But I found the style that we're looking for in the 80s, and I've been playing it ever since.
Yeah.
And it's made a massive resurgence.